Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about getting caught listening to spicy stories at work, breast milk for bodybuilders, and an enemies to lovers situation at Waffle House.
Oh, this one.
I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael Tomorrow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Yeah, I actually switched the order of our notes because last time we recorded, I had one more in the bag, but things happen, and I felt like we needed to address some of these questions sooner.
Okay.
The people are clamoring.
They demand it.
Are they? Like, we really did get this one question, like, so many times.
Right.
Which, because it is directly at our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So
I sometimes feel like I need to stop reading our relationships and Am I the Asshole, but I just love to wake up in the morning, open Twitter, become depressed, and then become either happy due to vengeance when someone is such a huge asshole,
yes,
or sad that someone would think they might be the asshole when they're completely in the right. It is fun.
There's nothing more satisfying than when everyone on Am I the Asshole can come together to be like, you are the asshole.
Yeah.
Like, unequivocally. It just,
yeah, like,
it lights a little fire in my heart that what makes me keep wanting to
You can
live.
Feel better about yourself, yeah. Right? You go on there and you're like, these fucking assholes. At least I'm not that guy.
Exactly.
But I do want to say, I love all the people on the Twitter that send us these things, and I like kind of want to give them a shout out. Like, so the one of the questions in here was sent today by AnnieLove22, Zachary Laffrey, Sons of Lucy, Drumpf, Ogre Socialists. A lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling.
You all know. You know what we like. And
Sam Plays Keys.
Yeah,
he sent it as well. The people want to know.
They want to know.
They're just gagging for it.
Yeah, they are. But first, we're going to take a little step back and talk about some questions that I found myself.
When a lot of people send one question, I get stressed out because then it's like, oh.
Are you going to be able to live up to their expectations?
Well, I think just simply read it and then not comment.
No, we're going to have to comment on this one.
And I do want to say, like, a lot of times, like, we found them.
Yeah.
As well.
I saw the Waffle House one.
Every day I'm online, so, yeah.
Right.
Rest assured.
But I still appreciate it.
I love it
when people send
for some reason.
Right. And it's super awesome that people are, you know, helping us out and just giving us such great feedback. Like, we get a lot of really great feedback on Twitter, and we're very, very thankful and appreciative of it.
We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great review from a Jennifer Cheek.
Like Jennifer would ever review one of our podcasts, Nick. Come on. Choose something a little more realistic.
I tweeted about it. I genuinely really was. So every now and then I will go listen to our own podcast.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to @ Jennifer Cheek.
She says,
was listening to an old episode of Ask the Internet while I worked out. And I had to stop because I was laughing too much.
It's true. I was trying to do freaking planks, and I'm like, I can't be doing this while I'm listening to this.
Do planks while listening to Dear Internet
Challenge.
It's too hard. It's going around TikTok. Go ahead and start it. Hashtag Dear Internet Plank Challenge.
That's a very long hashtag.
Yeah, if you could, like, yeah, you gotta listen to a whole episode of Dear Internet while planking.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And record all of
one
that
plank.
On TikTok.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be very. And you're just like sweating and
part
like grunting.
One, part 50.
I think that would be good.
Yeah. Can we upload all of our audio to TikTok? How does that work? Let's upload all of the podcast audio we've ever done to TikTok for is that
does
how
TikTok?
It works?
I don't know how TikTok works. Does it have to be like a music thing?
No.
No.
Is it just a Vine?
It's like a Vine, but longer.
Yeah.
It can be longer.
A longer Vine that had a more musical bend, and that's like the bread and butter, but people do other stuff.
Yeah.
I like the thought of like, oh, the next TikTok is like the same thing, but like 5 seconds longer or something.
Yeah. It's like now that you're on YouTube.
Yeah, eventually we just get to YouTube. Yeah.
It all comes back to YouTube.
Damn.
Michael, would you like to read our first question?
Sure.
And I will say off the bat that this comes with a visual piece that I will ask Michael to describe when he gets to the end.
I can't stop looking at it.
Neither can I.
coworker saw embarrassing content on my phone. Uh-oh.
This is from Ask a Manager.
Never show anyone your phone. I work in a small department library at a university and came in to catch up on some work while the office was closed over the holidays. The office was totally empty, but there was one other person, a graduate student who I do not supervise, who had also, unbeknownst to me, come into work that day. I was listening to some samples of audiobooks on my headphones while I caught up on some rote work.
What? I don't know what that is.
I think it means like just like busy, like stuff you don't really need to think about very much.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, I think roti is a pasta as well.
Rotini.
This is a person who works in a library, so they're very smart. So
Yeah.
And they have to use like all these words that no one's ever heard of, like work and listen.
Because they like see them in books or whatever. When the student saw I was there and came to ask me a question. Okay, so I was listening to audiobooks when the student saw I was there and came to ask me a question. As she came over, I clicked on the audio player to pause so I could hear her, and she caught a glimpse of the cover of the book, which was suggestive. There was no actual nudity or anything, but the book was a romance novel, and while the content was actually rather tame, the cover was a lot. Of course, she saw, however briefly, and was visibly embarrassed. I went to find her to follow up on her question just a few minutes later, and she was gone. Oh, shit. I don't normally listen to audiobooks at the office, but I don't feel like I did anything wrong necessarily. That said, I am mortified and feel terrible that she was embarrassed, and worse, that this may damage our working relationship in some way. I think I know the answer to this, but do I need to follow up on this in some way, or should I let it go as an embarrassing moment for us both? And then
now, Michael, can you describe to us this cover? Because she included it so that she would know.
I can. It is a man. He's in formal wear. He's wearing a tie.
Why is he wearing a tie?
He is lounging, and he appears to only be wearing a tie. but luckily Boss Man, the logo is right over his penile area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, he's completely fucking jacked.
Yeah, he's ripped as hell.
He like took off his suit and then put the tie back on.
Yeah.
So you know that he's up.
The little couch in his office.
And his hand is hovered over his mouth. And goddamn, look at this. My undersecretary. And he's very sexy. He has a little bit of stubble.
His eyes are smoldering.
I was going to say it's a smoldering gaze. Do you think he uses the tie for, like, asphyxiation or...
Maybe he had a little tie hands, a little 50 Shades situation.
She said it was rather tame. So who's to say?
Well, but, okay. She said it was a sample, so she might have just been listening to like the beginning of it, which is like before you get to the down and dirty. So maybe the actual content at that moment. But if you are buying a book with a cover like this, there are going to be the point of it is to read the sex scenes. That is the point of it.
I also like the idea that the cover's there just to sell it, and it's just a completely tame book about a boss.
Rated G.
This is the Boss Man. Jennifer, we didn't know what the fuck was happening when we opened it up our notes today.
Like, all what? Of
things brought up, like, wait, did we get hacked? What's happening?
Because it does just look like an Audible ad.
They put ads. Yeah.
Man, yeah, this is definitely smut that she was reading.
Yes. And now, has this ever happened to you?
Has this ever happened to you?
No, it hasn't. I can't imagine. No.
Personally, I feel like I am constantly on the verge of this happening to me at work, and therefore I'm very glad I've been working from home recently.
Well, there was that one time that someone took your phone for something, and then she was like opening up a new tab, and she just goes, Jennifer! Because you had like 70 tabs of fan fiction or something that open.
Here's a transparency right now. Let's go count how many tabs of fan fiction I have open currently. You guys keep talking. I'm going to have to count for a second.
So here's the deal. They saw they saw sexy man on your phone. But the thing is, they probably don't know what they saw, right? They don't know that you're
right.
Listening to. You don't know if you're browsing mm-hmm. not safe for work Reddits. You know what I'm saying?
I have 11 tabs of fan fiction okay. open on my phone.
Right? That's not that many.
It's like different ones. Like I got to go back and check on them or whatever.
Yeah, you're grown.
So the combination of me being a fan fiction reader and also the fact that I follow many artists on Twitter, I am shocked that no one has seen something really bad.
Just like yeah. just like network. A straight dong.
I oh, yeah. honestly, I would not be surprised if perhaps someone has just seen a dong or yeah. a butt.
I unfollowed a lot of the artists that post not safe for work stuff because you just be on the train. It's like, all right, this is penis and semen.
Yeah, and, yeah. You gotta keep. So my new tactic is that I keep it to my locked account. Mm. That's where I know. So I know, like, okay, if I'm gonna open my locked account, there might be ding dongs here.
I made a list, everyone. That's
that's also another way to do it.
But, you know, more specifically, like, this could be anything to this person's mind. So I think it's kind of one of those things that we're all naturally embarrassed about when we're, you know, jacking off or whatever. But, like, this is such a – this is an easy one, you know? Books have weird, like, muscle men on them. Like, a lot of fantasy books do or, like, you know
–
Not like this.
I wish that more covers were like this, yeah. Honestly.
The Eldritch King.
It's just him sprawled out with the tire on his neck.
The question is essentially, should I go talk to this person, right?
Like, yeah. And the answer is no.
Like, how would that conversation go? Like, what would that...
So, you saw... I know that you saw the mostly nude man on my phone. And how does that make you feel?
Just to be clear, I wasn't honking it at work.
At all.
I feel like I have the opposite problem. Like, I watch a lot of YouTube because I work from home. So I, like, have YouTube on all the time. And, like, I'll put on, like, really wholesome content and... like my wife will walk in, I'm like, what? No,
these aren't my. I wasn't watching kittens.
I'm not watching theme park videos or people having fun at Disney.
I'm not watching corn dog fails. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, what's in your mind is always worse than what is in other people's minds. That being said, occasionally people will see something and start to run wild, which is why I sort of think maybe you should say something. But because they don't know, like, oh, was this an ad? Were you literally on porn.com?
Right.
But, you know, I don't think I'm quite equipped emotionally or maturely to come up to someone and start this conversation.
No, I think that this is a social. It's actually kind of funny because Allison Green of Ask the Manager kind of said she would feel better if she, like, went and talked to the person. And I'm like, I personally would like to pretend like it never happened ever.
Yeah.
That's usually my philosophy. I don't know if I've talked about it on this show before.
What are you going to say? Like, oh, hey, I wasn't jacking it.
Right, that's like so much more awkward.
Like, hey, I just came back from the bathroom. I was done.
I said... Woo! Do not go in there, like Ace Ventura. But it was different reason.
Look, I was just. Oh, go ahead, please.
It's just like it's a moment to make a new friend where you can just be
yeah.
like, "Oh, hey, I know it's weird, but I was just, you know, trying to find a new book to listen to."
I mean, personally, if I saw this on a coworker's phone, I would be delighted. I'd be like, "Oh,
right."
It's a grad student.
There's a grad student,
so like she's. You know, it's like going up to the intern and being like, check this out.
Well, no, you're not going to go like, hey, you listen to it so I don't feel weird. I'm the weirdo. You have to listen to it now.
Imagine if you were the grad student. Like, would you want this person to come up to you and try to explain it? Like, that would be...
No,
I would just be like, no, we're good.
Not.
We're good. You can go back to whatever you're doing.
I think so.
I think the grad student handled it poorly. She should have been like, damn, girl.
What you listening to?
Lick the phone. That's what I fucking like right there. Ooh.
Awooga.
I got some recs for you and then give even
oh my
more
God. What, but
shit.
See, yeah, that's the thing is if you do bring it up, What if you find out that she's also into that, and then you can trade
with
each other? This stuff's not even on Audible. It's too intense.
I mean,
here's my AO3.
Is she worried that the grad student's gonna go like file a complaint to HR and be like,
She showed me a man ab.
I feel like saying nothing is probably fine, but also there's a situation where that grad student like brings it up and just like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I was in the library and I saw Carla masturbating, and that's not what was happening.
No.
You were simply engaging in the art of literature. this is different than going to a museum. Have you guys gone to an art museum? There's so many titty.
I remember.
Even Animal Crossing has ding dongs in it
that's
now.
So true.
The statues.
Are you gonna sex shame me for playing Animal Crossing?
Wow, aren't you?
When we went to the, we had our big DC trip in like middle school. Yeah.
Everyone does that,
eighth grade,
except for not my school, but people do that.
They were like, okay, and like the one teacher came into the class and was like, we're going on this trip, we're going to this museum, and yes, there will be penises on the statue, and if you guys think it's funny, I want you to go home. And then look at yourself naked in the mirror and just get all the laughing out before we go to the museum.
Wow, that is a weird detail.
That's a weird wrinkle.
If you can't control yourself, go laugh at yourself in the mirror and get it all out of your system, okay? Like, we will have no chuckling at the penises on the trip.
Mom. I feel like that teacher, like, made people have weird kinks by doing that.
Mom, yeah. My teachers gave me homework. I have to
look at myself nude.
Look, and laugh. I'm supposed to laugh.
Mommy, is that normal?
I have body issues now. This guy kept laughing at my penis. It was me.
This character doesn't know what a mirror is. I would maybe bring it up, but also...
I should bring that up with my therapist?
Yeah, you should bring that up.
Yes, definitely.
Bear that. Did you laugh at the penises, though?
No, I didn't.
See, I guess it worked.
Oh, okay, there you go. So
I got it all out of my system. Got it all out of your system.
I feel bad for this question asker, though.
I would personally never bring it up again.
This is some of my favorite shit that's like, it's low stakes enough that making a decision feels like ripping like a little bit of hair off of your arms. It's not like a huge deal, but it like, it is an extreme psychic turmoil.
Yeah, psychic pain for sure on this one. Do we want to move to the next question?
I would love to.
Sure. Can I read it?
Sure. Nick, you can.
Oh my god!
I gotta get the coughs out.
This is from our legal advice.
Oh, we didn't say the date. It's May 17th.
It is May 17th right now.
The headline in today's newspaper is, you know, we gotta get the headline so people know that we're not kidnapped.
That's not true. wish Jennifer and Michael a happy birthday right now. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Thank you. I feel like it's still my birthday, even though it's
It's our birthday month.
It's our birthday month.
I donated my breast milk to a woman in need, who in turn sold it to bodybuilders.
Damn.
Title pretty much sums it up. I'm in Hawaii. Turns out this woman has been trolling local moms groups on multiple Facebook accounts with the same sob story for donation. Then she sells the breast milk to bodybuilders. Unfortunately, being creepy as fuck isn't illegal, but I'm wondering if what she is doing constitutes fraud and if there is anything I can do about it. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
I have a lot of questions about this. Number one being, do the bodybuilders know they're drinking breast milk?
I think 100. You're not paying top dollar if you're not getting breast milk.
Oh, yeah. You'll get laughed out of the goddamn gym if you ain't going.
Everybody's laughing at you right now, Jennifer, for asking such a silly question.
40 cc's of mommy matter?
You know, I did wonder why all the dudes at my gym were drinking a white substance out of a bottle that had two boobies on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just thought it was, like, you know, a cool protein
shake. Drink it, and you have to drink it out of a bottle. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it is out of a bottle. And I was like, wow, that's, I wasn't expecting this, but all right, maybe this is the new bodybuilding
you
thing.
You kind of, like, with a nipple on it and everything, or you're
it's a very lifelike nipple on it.
Well, because the sucking action, the rooting action, if you will, strengthens your mouth muscles, which people a lot of times ignore.
And it makes your muscles grow faster.
Is that real? Does it work?
Oh my god!
Breast milk?
Yeah, don't fucking drink breast milk if you're not ready to get some fucking.
Yeah, you're gonna get jacked as hell. You're gonna get like so big.
Is that why little babies are always so fucking huge and muscular?
Yeah, and that's why it's really good for like cartilage and shit. That's why babies are so flexible. Like little bugs or G.I. Joes action figures. Because
have you guys ever tried breast milk outside of being a tiny baby?
No, I almost
absolutely
did.
Absolutely not.
I almost did, but I was like, you know what? I've seen the inside of my sister-in-law. During the birth of my nephew, drink your breast milk.
Wait, you were gonna drink your sister's breast milk?
Well, don't say like that. That was the only place. That was the only teeth I could suck at. Figuratively. But you know, I think I've told the story. Basically, I was in the room when my nephew was born because I was like helping filming and running. Family interference.
Story.
Yeah, so
it's very. I really forget about
Why
it.
Why were you in the room?
I was just hanging out in the lobby for like 12 hours because pregnancies take a long time sometimes.
When his baby was born, like her family, like were just like all hanging out in the room, and I was like waiting in the waiting room, and like the nurse had to be like, "Do you want me to ask your like brother and mom and dad to like leave this very." Private gross moment, and she was like, "Yes, please."
I would.
She had to be like, "Guys, like, you should not be here for this. Please leave."
I number one never want to be giving birth ever, but if I were giving birth, I would absolutely be like, "Get the fuck out of this room."
I think everyone can agree having my chaotic, zany, Loki, pixie-like energy would be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, our sister-in-law still like laughs about it. Like,
yeah, we all laugh
about it. Like, I mean, she wanted. That's what she wanted to happen, so.
Wanted it is probably... Okay. I don't want to, like, accidentally build a weird story, but
she knew what was going on.
Yeah, it was at the end of many, many hours
and
of labor, didn't give a fuck, and I had been there all day.
Because she was in labor for, like, a really long time, wasn't she?
Like, I do get that, like, they're just like, I don't care. I don't care.
She didn't care.
It's a mess. It's all a mess down there. Just whatever.
But back to breastfeeding.
Right.
Back to the breast milk, please. Let's keep it on topic.
I think the breast milk has a lot of calories, right? It's for babies to, like, grow strong.
It has, like, a lot of, like, antibodies and shit in it.
Okay.
That's true.
So, I've done weightlifting, and I have poked around on many, like, bodybuilding forums and things for a reason, and I've never seen breast milk come up
on any of these things. You gotta go deeper.
I think the bodybuilding is where the 5 out of 7 came from. Is that right? 5 out of 7?
That came from a movie review thing.
Wait, what is this? I don't know.
No, it was from a bodybuilding forum.
What are we talking about? Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a like, oh, it's perfect. It's 5 out of 7 or something.
I have never heard that, but I know also bodybuilding.com is where people were arguing about how many days are in a week.
Yeah, are you confusing how many days are in a week?
Because that is, because they were talking about like a split like workout and talking about
days,
and they could not agree on how many days were in a week. Yeah. And that was very good.
That one, that's all.
The bodybuilding.com forums, I have not delved into those appropriately in a while. I should go try to find some good shit there.
Yeah, but 5 out of 7 perfect, I thought was a Facebook thread.
I think you're right. Yeah,
looks like, but we can agree that bodybuilding forums are also a very unique internet microcosm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whenever you know we have considered using other online sources for stuff, whether it be this podcast or any other podcast, the two that I like to think about going to are various bodybuilding forums and the IGN message boards.
Oh God.
Cause you can just get a lot of really good stuff there.
Yeah.
A lot of really real maniacs posted.
So I think what this woman needs to do right now is she needs to set up like a sting operation with this lady and be like, yeah, 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 I'm selling my breast. I'll sell you my breast milk.
Yeah, and then sell her cow's milk.
But then it's it's
formula
spicy or
but
something.
Then you want to get you would be all you're doing is stopping the heroes, the gym heroes there, and their insane gains. I don't think that's
well.
Right.
I feel like
she needs to cut the middle person out in this case, and just sell directly to the bodybuilders, and then she's actually
and, like,
making
jack
some
it
cash.
Up and be like, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
side business.
Is there any? Would it be fraud if I sold, and then I put in quotes, like, breast milk to bodybuilders, but I was just selling them formula, right? Mm. And I said, but I advertised it as formula, but then I put a winky emoji, so they would think I was advertising it as formula, so they would think it was breast
milk. Oh, like, sell them shady, under-the-table stuff, and act like it's, you know, black market, like, rhino milk, but it's actually... formula.
It's just, yeah, it's just formula, and I say,
and
this
how would
is
they know?
Formula.
Like, don't this test this is... shit, man, especially if you're a cop. You ain't a cop.
And then when they get it, and they drink it, and they're like, this tastes like formula, and I'd be like, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I do it, brother. They modeled the taste of formula off of rhino milk. I think you can get away with a lot, you know, in the world, and I think the number one way to do that is to pretend like you're selling illegal black market under the table things like
rhino milk.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you be real shady, and as long as you don't do anything weird, I think it's fine. I think if you're trying to get good games, yeah, obviously drink breast milk. But I think you kind of gotta not go through a shady way of doing it. But like, I respect the hustle, I respect the science, I respect the feeling. So I'm on the seller's side. She's providing a service, and I think that's good.
The thing is, I bet what is happening is that these bodybuilders are mixing the breast milk with, like, protein powder, and they're drinking it together. And, like, what does that even taste like?
A little cocktail.
I mean, I don't know what breast milk tastes like.
Great white shark milk.
And I never will.
Yeah, great white shark milk.
If you want to get the gains, you need whale milk.
Oh, okay. All right.
That is true. But that's so hard to get.
Yeah, it's hard to get because it gets mixed with the salt water so quickly.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In it, there are those goddamn whaling ships they're just out there fucking killing them all the time. Luckily, Whale Wars. Is that the Whale Wars gang is out
there. You gotta pull the baby whale off and then quickly, you know, substitute in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, to really capture it. And Tim just left.
RAC kicked in and it's loud, so he's gonna turn it off real quick.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to edit this out because I'm not going to
remember. We're just going to let it ride, baby. We got to wait for Tim. I would say go ahead in the next question, but the next question is Tim's question, so.
Oh, shit.
God damn it. Tim, get in here. Hurry up.
Get
it's
over
your turn
here.
To read another question.
Stop yelling.
Yeah, I don't want to do any editing. Let's fill the space.
Tim, read our last question, please.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. My 29 female boyfriend, 29 male, keeps getting into fights with a cook at Waffle House. I know this sounds really weird, but here it is. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We met and started dating when we were both in graduate school. We are both finished now and live together making a fairly nice combined income.
Fucking brag.
There's more.
Our income is relevant because we can afford.
That's the whole question. It's just like, yay, we're well off.
Thanks.
Okay,
what do we do?
We're rich. Stop being haters.
My boyfriend throws money at Waffle House to feel big. Our income is relevant because we can afford to eat somewhere nice when we're out and about, but he always wants breakfast food. When he was a child, his dad couldn't stand eating breakfast type food in the afternoon or evenings. So his mom would make him waffles/pancakes, eggs, and bacon in the evening whenever his dad was busy or out of town.
Hmm.
It's a wonderful and safe memory for him, and when he goes to his happy place, he says that's where he always goes. My boyfriend is an incredibly nice and caring person. He's emotionally tuned into everyone and recognizes arising issues a long time before they occur. He loves animals and is kind and gentle with every bug, bird, and pet that he comes across.
All of this setup is leading to something, I'm assuming.
Yes. He's like, he's not a real huge asshole, yeah, I swear.
I do love the setup of that, like when people like know it's going to be bad and they were like, okay, yeah, listen, you gotta have all this front-loaded info.
He's been drinking a lot of breast milk recently.
Yeah, because a lot of these are like, why? Like a lot of these are our relationship things are just like, why are you with this person?
Yes.
Like, at yeah all?
He's almost always willing to turn the other cheek in social situations where somebody tries to insult him or get aggressive towards him, and usually winds up defusing the situation and having a productive discussion about whatever the issue was.
Except
at Waffle House.
Okay, first of all, anything goes at Waffle
House. That is literary gold. That paragraph, I want to like frame it and put it up.
Anytime we're out, he wants to go to the same goddamn Waffle House and get breakfast food. I'm not a big eater, which this is my favorite part of this whole question. This question is insane. But my favorite part is I'm not a big eater. I'm not that big an eater.
I'm not into food. I'm not into
food. Yeah.
I know that's not what this is about, but this question asker is my enemy now.
Yeah. I'm not a big eater, so I used to just not really care. I would just drink coffee and read my book while he enjoyed his food. She's like, fuck it, I'll just drink coffee.
At the Waffle House.
I'm not going to be present.
Exactly.
Have a sneeze. Oh, I know you're like super into food lately, but I'm not here for that.
Sorry.
I subsist off of coffee and books.
And literature.
I would just
I feed my mind.
I would just read my coffee and read my book while he enjoyed his food. But that became impossible once he and this one cook started chirping at each other every time he went there. Boyfriend complained about his eggs one time because he likes them a little runny and they were served hard. The cook responded by giving him scrambled eggs. When he brought it up again, the cook served him two hard boiled eggs. I think it was just part of the cook's shtick. And it was kind of funny, to be honest, but my boyfriend wasn't able to laugh it off. When we left, he was kind of in a bad mood, and we didn't really talk about it.
Hey, that's the Waffle House experience, right?
You get what you get.
Yeah. You get the character. You get the waitresses that have been working there for 10 years.
Yeah, if it doesn't smell like cigarette smoke inside, and if like the menus aren't like sticky from syrup, then that's you got to get out of there. That's not like a Waffle House.
The whole like, oh, the customer's always right bullshit, like, fuck that.
No, it's not a fucking Waffle House, baby. Realize what it is.
The next week, we were out getting some shopping done, and he wanted to go to Waffle House again. I suggested that we try a different place, or at least a different Waffle House location, but he only wanted the same Waffle House. We went in and sat down, and once again, the same cook served his eggs wrong. My boyfriend sort of snapped at him that he wasn't interested in messing around, and he just wanted the correct eggs. The cook then served him a piece of toast with a hole cut in the middle with a fried egg in it.
Yeah, toad in a hole.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
I love it.
It is good.
Yeah, my boyfriend got really mad and threw the egg toast at the cook, which made the cook come around from the bar and throw it back at him. They ended up sort of wrestling, fighting until my boyfriend was like, this is bullshit, and walked out. Nobody got hurt, but the few other people in there were watching and laughing a bit.
That just tells you what Waffle House is like, because no one is like calling the cops or anything. They're just nice.
If you, I don't. This is not my comment, but like, if you say this story is fake, you're a cop. But I love that Waffle House is like, yeah, you can fight the customers. Like,
one of the responses to this. It was like a quote tweet of someone like, just applied to work at Waffle House, and the manager straight up asked me, can you fight?
But it's probably true. It's like one of those situations where they're like, yeah, we don't drug test here because we wouldn't have any employees. Waffle House is like, if we fired every person that fought our customers, we wouldn't have any employees.
And also, our customers deserve it.
They fucking suck, and that's why they love coming here.
We have a policy. You have to have, like, tease them at least three times, then you can fight them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. This is the crazy part. My boyfriend keeps going back and ordering eggs and getting into fist fights with the same cook. It's almost a ritual at this point. My boyfriend orders runny eggs, the cook serves him some other version of eggs, and then they beat the shit out of each other. I quit going with him after the second fight, but he kept going by himself. They physically fought like 6 or 7 times over this.
Okay. The thing is, I don't have this kind of relationship with anybody. Like, I can't fight anybody without worrying about the cops being called or it, like, escalating to the point where, like, one of us stabs each other.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have this. And, like, I don't have this in my life, and it's what I'm missing.
Right.
You know? I think a thing that I have said many times is that I feel like, in the world of shipping characters and things, the best ships are the ones where they beat the shit out of each other before they start dating. Like, this is an enemies to lovers situation.
Oh yeah.
1,000%.
I tried to talk to him about it a few times, but he keeps saying it's a matter of principle. I've told him to talk to the manager or something like that, but he just waves me off. Apparently that cook hasn't yet made him the correct runny eggs, but it's like he spends the week learning new ways of preparing eggs to piss my boyfriend off. The thing is, we're getting married this summer. He's accepted a job in a new city, and it will be easy for me to find work after the wedding. So we'll be moving away from his sworn enemy.
Oh, it says here that they've invited the cook to the wedding.
So be far away from his sworn enemy, the Waffle House guy. He hasn't really been out since quarantine started, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's the first place he goes when restaurants open back up for sitting customers. But my main worry is this strange vindictive side of him I've never seen before that leads him to fight the same guy every week. The violence itself is an issue for me, but the obsession over it almost bothers me more. Should I be worried that this side of him will come up later in our marriage? How do I get him to open up about this? Is this type of obsession a choice, or is it indicative of something deeper?
Fellas, is it cheating if your fiance goes and fights the same guy at Waffle House every single week?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. You know, we said it before, I'll say it again, gender's fake, but there are constructs put in place that we should be teared down, but they're not tearing down yet. So that being said, this is a fucking thing that bros just fucking do. And if you can't hang, then I don't know how to explain it.
So, okay, tell me, all right, boys, tell me more.
This is, okay, toxic masculinity is bad, this right. is good.
did any of you, like, have friends that you had, like, a persistent, like, wrestling, like, fighty relationship.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 10.
Yeah.
When I was 10.
Whoa. I had one, and every time he'd be like, oh, let's fight. And I'd be like, no.
I'm in my underwear, let's do it. I'm all greased up. We like, would, we did martial arts, and into, like, Dragon Ball Z and other sort of fighting games. So we actually... We did wrestle a lot, and it was really fun because my friends were maybe more skilled or stronger than me, but I was wily. So once – we probably did it up until, like, the 9th grade, I remember, because that was when my one friend Andy started to get, like, swole. And it was always
like, you're like, I don't want to fight Andy anymore.
Well, no, I actually would kind of, we would mess with him a little bit more because he didn't want to use his big muscles against us. So that, but he also had big ears and I would pull them. I have a memory
this
of.
This is pulling ear style.
Yeah. I learned early on that if you're going to fight, you should fight dirty. Especially if you're a 5'8 king like myself. I do have a memory of us, like, wrestling, like, in his bed. And, like, his bunk.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like a lot of the shit that, like.
What kids, do you mean you were wrestling in his bed?
What do you mean? No, it was just some heteros, like, sexual ass man wrestling in his top bunk bed.
All right, I'm taking notes.
Okay.
Can we agree,
now,
though?
Now, when we played doctor when we were much younger, now that was a little weird.
Now, we're going to table this conversation. Okay. I'm going to hear the rest of it later.
And another quick sidebar, when we would do the wrestling matches, because we just remodeled, like, the bedroom next to mine, so it was all carpet. I was the only one brave enough to take my shirt off, and so I was real slippery. They couldn't tap out because I had to squeeze out. Because I used my body's natural defense.
I got the baby oil and just like I could worm out of anything.
Yeah, I was essentially trying to make them run out of energy, but my friend Sean would never ever give up, and he got really, really mad that I would squeeze out of stuff.
When I take my shirt off, Sean wants to wrestle me even harder. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Tim's like staring into the distance, like looking back at his middle school times, like,
no.
Like, you're like, huh. Yeah. I don't think that was about what I thought it was about.
I mean, I've had many of those moments, but like, for some reason, this isn't one of them. This just feels like boys being boys.
But can we agree that if you go to the Waffle House,
okay, this is different,
knowing that you're going to fight the cook every week, that there's definitely a sexual slash romantic element to this, right?
You are definitely getting something. He's getting something out of this.
It is like a primal urge.
He is saying to himself, someone, I'm going to go to Waffle House because I want to rekindle that feeling of when Cook threw egg in my face and I want to battle him again.
Guys, you guys are reading too much into that. There's nothing sexual. There's nothing queer about this. It's just like the Greeks and Romans did back in the
day. Yeah, it's just, exactly.
Famously historically straight.
Yeah, it's just like when
warriors.
The Greeks and Romans would wrestle and then literally fuck each other. Nothing gay about that.
Right. I mean, come on. Let's
come on.
I know I was raised in a Christian setting, so I am relatively sheltered, but you know, it's some bro shit.
It's just a normal bro shit to continue to come back to the Waffle. No, okay, side note.
Okay.
Where are they fighting? Are they fighting inside the Waffle House, or are they like, let's go?
I think so. I think they're like wrestling on the floor there, which has not been cleaned in a while.
No, yeah,
the
of course
cook,
it hasn't.
He throws something at the cook. The cook comes around, beats his ass. And then he's like, I like to think he says, this is still bullshit. But the little trickster nature of him making different eggs every single time
funny. He's like online Googling like every way to make an egg.
Oh, could you imagine getting Eggs Benedict at a Waffle House? Because this guy doesn't have to imagine. He's gotten it 3 times.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like the energy that's required from both sides of this.
Right.
Is so, like, you guys like, you obviously like this. Both of you are into it.
If I had to guess, like, if you saw this in person, you would assume they were, like, friends and, just messing with each other. Because, like, I would bet it's more of a tussle than a fight.
Because otherwise they probably would have to be like, yo, you need to stop.
Yeah, like,
this.
if there are punches being slung, like...
Well, people are laughing, that's probably right?
Right, so it's gotta be,
they would laugh. It's a Waffle House, remember? So they would laugh if it was,
The cook comes out and he's like, eat your fucking eggs. And he like, pushes the eggs in his face or something. And everybody's like, yeah, you tell them, we're truckers. Anyway.
they do not have Waffle House in the Northeast.
I miss it very much.
I've famously never been to a Waffle House. And Paul Kim is going to take me if we ever get back to Atlanta. So
it's Waffle House really is a treat.
It is good.
It is very good.
This story just makes me want to go to Waffle House.
It makes me want to go to Waffle House so fucking bad. And it also makes me want eggs really bad.
Makes me want hash browns really bad.
Oh my God.
Smothered, covered, chopped. Ugh, or whatever.
We would go to Waffle House. That was our like late night spot in college.
Yep.
Miss it.
It's like, you want to go to Waffle House? Like, I'm not hungry, but sure, I'll go. Fuck it.
I want to go back really quickly to the part where she's talking about how they're getting married this summer, and I just want to tell you guys, I've already seen how this is going to go.
Okay.
Waffle House man is going to show up at their wedding.
He's going to be the one catering.
Yeah, the caterer is going to come out with a huge fake mustache and a fake cook hat and like, okay, so you got the delicious chicken spread and the roast beets, and he's like, ah, fuck you, it is eggs.
he's got like little quail eggs appetizer.
Oh my, it's delicious.
But they're also going to do the thing like, if anyone has any reason these two should not. And the chef's gonna be like, I object.
Throw his chef smock off.
Yeah,
and then
they're gonna
pelt them with eggs.
And then he's gonna throw the egg at him. They're gonna wrestle on the ground, and then they're gonna start making out.
Yeah,
and then they're gonna get married.
Yeah, it's gonna be, the boyfriend's gonna have egg yolk dripping down his face, and the cook is gonna lick it off of him, and everyone's gonna be like, gross,
very wrong.
But also start clapping. I think.
Again, this is just like the Long Long Man commercial that we talked about recently.
I think they're going to be like actually getting married, and he's going to come running out when the priest is like, "Speak now or forever hold your peace."
Yeah.
And this guy's just going to tackle him. And yeah. They're just going to start wrestling right there.
Yeah.
Or
because these guys belong together.
They have to.
I do agree. Or something has been awakened in the boyfriend, and like the wedding photographer is going to accidentally like step in front of like his mom or something, and he's just going to go fucking punch and kiss him. Like the patented punch kiss he's going to do.
And the photographer's like, whoa. What?
This is bullshit. Like,
okay, sorry, sir.
Sorry?
He's like,
punch
me. Can you imagine the depression this guy's going to go through when they move to this new city and he goes to Waffle House and they make his eggs perfect?
He fights the cook there, and the cook files charges.
Wonder if he moves somewhere that doesn't have Waffle House. It's like, all right, I guess IHOP is kind of shitty. Let's go.
But the thing with an IHOP is like the kitchen is like in a separate
room. You can't see them.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't directly interact with the cook at an IHOP.
And it's just not the same. It simply is not the same.
If you order something at Waffle House and you ask if you can get something done differently than it's on the menu and you cannot hear the chef laugh at you, then you're not getting the authentic experience.
Yeah.
If you ask for an egg white only omelet at a Waffle House, they'll kick you out.
Yeah. They're gonna throw the yolks.
Have you
face.
Heard that like Waffle House is weirdly disaster
yes.
repellent, and it's actually yes. kind of used as like community sort mm-hmm. of like backup show. That's so cool.
That's another
it's like a barometer.
Waffle House fucking rules. Yeah. It's really good.
We live in one of the worst countries on the planet. but there so due to the you know, much like toxic masculinity sometimes creating a lovers to rivals.
Rivals to lovers?
Rivals, thank you. Waffle House scenario, you know, our hell world kind of creating the fact that Waffle House is like a barometer for how fucked up are we?
Yeah.
Is kind of neat in a hellish way.
I'm sorry. I have like completely written this fan fiction in my head, like because Michael, the part you brought, I forget which one, Michael or Nick, talking about him going to the IHOP or whatever, and like mm-hmm. ordering the eggs and they're done correctly. Like he's sitting there and he's really sad while he's eating his runny eggs,
yeah.
and he gets up from the table and just starts running, and he gets in his car and he drives to the Waffle House.
I was gonna say he just ran. He ran all the way.
Or he just runs all the way to the Waffle House, and that's when they get together.
I bet if he went to this Waffle House and he got the correct eggs, he'd be disappointed.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh god.
Or he would have been like, yeah, that's called respect. And he's gonna fucking cry in his car.
When the boyfriend and the Waffle House man eventually get married, like in their vows, the Waffle House man will be like, I will never make your eggs correctly.
Well, here's what I'm afraid. He's gonna come
I promise
back
this to you.
After the Rona, and he's gonna go in and the cook won't be there. And
then he'll
find out the cook got COVID or something.
No.
And he's gonna have to give him his platelets or something to get bring back.
I feel like this happens like in so many like shows and stuff is like
people fight over eggs.
Yeah.
No, the guys that fight and like end up like in love.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That the sex education.
It's a good.
That's what I was.
American Beauty.
Yeah. It's a good dynamic. Again, enemies to lovers. It's one of my favorites.
Well, it's usually in a situation where the two people can't be together. In this situation, it's because he is engaged. And so they can't express their love, so they have to fight.
Now, here's a different option.
Okay.
What if they become a throuple?
Okay.
Invite the Waffle House man into your relationship, and you will have eggs forever.
Yeah, she didn't
She doesn't like food, which is going to be a problem.
She doesn't like food. Oh. I know. That is such... How is that the weirdest part of this entire story? I'm not much into food. I say stuff like that, but I eat food.
They're rich, right? So
they're rich grad students.
Buy the Waffle House.
Yeah.
And then you can force the guy to work there forever and never make you good eggs.
And
make him...
Because that's how it works. You can just force people to work.
I want to see like a serious movie that has all these plot points. Like
Timothy Chalamet is
the Waffle House
wealthy
man.
grad.
Oh yeah,
student.
Yeah. Obviously, who would be the Waffle House man in this?
I feel like this is like Goodwill. Like this could have been the plot of Goodwill Hunting.
Like Michael B. Jordan.
Like I imagine this with like Boston accent.
Michael B. Jordan fist fighting
Timothy Chalamet.
Who is Timothy Chalamet? Is he the grad student?
Yeah, he does seem like the grad student. Like, you know, like mild mannered.
He comes in with his fucking Chaucer book or something.
Yeah. He's reading some bullshit. He's like, in grad school and stuff.
But Timothy Chalamet, his parents paid, but the Michael B. Jordan and him actually go to the same school.
Yes.
Michael B. Jordan
was in a really, really prestigious like French culinary school, but he had to drop out to take care of his little sister.
And the fiance, the lady is Florence Pugh. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know about that because she invites a world wherein. Who's Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh is the one that's in Midsommar.
Okay, that works. I'm back in.
Yeah. I was saying, actually, Timothée Chalamet and Florence Pugh were a couple in the new Little Women movie.
Right, I was getting her with Saoirse Ronan, and I was like, this is a Lady Bird sequel.
No, we gotta go Florence Pugh.
I think we gotta go outside of Florence Pugh, because Timothée Chalamet has worked with her before.
Hey, Hollywood, if you want to get at us for this fucking blockbuster film.
How about Zendaya?
Okay.
But you know what? They can't end up together because Michael B. Jordan realizes, like, no, you know what? He's not worth it.
And
he has a lot. He needs to grow
and
more.
And then this is going to be the very first ever good live-action anime music or anime movie where Michael B. Jordan stars as Shoko no Geki Food Wars.
Yes, okay. So, Food Wars crossover.
So now Michael B. Jordan goes back to prestigious school, but it's very horny, and now we are in the Food Wars.
I have another wrinkle to add to this. So not only is there the Shokugeki element, the grad school element, but also it's a reincarnation thing. So these two men have been fighting each other for a time.
Right.
So like they originally met each other on the battlefield a really long time ago, and they keep dying and reincarnating and finding each other to fight.
Cloud Atlas.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cloud Atlas. They tell the same story, but like in the future, it's like Waffle Space Station.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And won't this be a wonderful prestige film? It will win so many awards at the Cannes Film Festival. There's a lot
of sort of themes going on, and I kind of think that makes it good. I think we should probably tone some of the themes down, but tone the other themes way
I think
up.
We need more themes.
More people would have appreciated Cloud Atlas if it was about a Waffle House through time.
I agree.
Waffle Atlas.
Maybe Zendaya is in a live, die, repeat situation where she's trying to... What if Michael B.
Is
Jordan...
Is Zendaya the fiance now? Is it Zendaya or Zendaya?
I go back and forth.
Zendaya is Michi.
Exactly.
Zendaya is Michi. We can all agree to that. So she's been... They two meet each other in every single timeline. But Zendaya is repeating this specific run, trying to make it perfect because her fiance Timothy Chalamet.
It's also Groundhog's Day.
And it's also Groundhog's Day. trying to make it perfect to break the loop because Timothy Chalamet accidentally becomes an evil Jeff Bezos type and shuts down all the Waffle House.
And he's got to save him from that fate.
Yes.
Oh my
God.
Yeah, this is a really good movie. And if you fucking steal our idea, I'm going to sue.
And remember,
publish this podcast.
Don't.
Timothy Chalamet saying, like, whispering vaguely at the camera.
Yeah.
I love you. And I want those fucking eggs.
Timothy Chalamet.
And then we could say, inspired by a true story.
Yes. Wow. Perfect.
Very true.
Guys, that's it. I don't think we could add anything else to make it more perfect.
What if Slimer, the CGI ghost, was there?
Okay, I'm back in.
But he was made of, like, runny egg yolk.
And he pops up as, like,
and people are like, remember Slimer? Like,
no.
He's fun. Boo.
And it's a product tie-in, like, Slimer's back with a high C.
Okay.
Everybody's drinking Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
They're all drinking Pepsi in this weird world where, like, everybody loves Pepsi.
The camera pulls out, and it's like, the whole time you've known we've been in Atlanta, Georgia, it pulls out, and there's a huge Pepsi logo. A giant...
It's an alternate universe where Pepsi...
Fuck!
Even though this is our indie... $100 million blockbuster, like, we still gotta get paid.
And it's also sponsored by Eggland's Best Eggs.
Yes. Also, Monsanto is the good guys in this world too. Yeah. And that part we're not super great about, but we did need to get it paid.
We might have sold our souls.
Yeah. And then the stinger obviously is the Michael B. Jordan going to Food Wars. That happened already. But Timothy Chalamet is like, you know what? I think it's going to be all right. And then you hear, like, it's black screen, right? And then you hear a vigorous typing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it opens, and it's Timothy, or Finn Wolfhard, or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
From Stranger Things. And he's on the computer, and he says, "I'm in." And now he's hacked into the Waffle House database.
Whoa!
And
stolen the records.
And this is just the start. This is going to be a trilogy, at the end
of the series, Timothy Chalamet is like, they were no longer little girls. They were little women.
Yeah. And Timothy Chalamet, in the original timeline, his brother was Finn. And then by the last movie, you realize that's not his brother.
Nobody is younger... following anything we're saying.
Yeah, no. I'm following it.
Finn is actually a younger version of Timothy Chalamet from another timeline, wherein the Waffle House became the Taco Bell, like in Demolition Man.
Okay.
And now he's coming in with some pretty dangerous ideas.
Tim, can I offer you some constructive critique?
Absolutely not. They're making a new Demolition Man. You heard that?
No, I did not.
Do you think we'll have movies and TV shows again?
No, I don't think so. I think we've gotten all we're going to get.
We've gotten like so many shows in quarantine. I'm like, oh man, like we're going to have like a 3-month gap at least.
Oh no, wait. We got tons of Quibi.
Quibi.
We got to watch Quibi, buddy. We got so much Quibi to
Quibi. Sponsor us.
I don't even watch TV anymore. All I do is Quib.
All I do is Quibi. Yeah. I got the Quibi because I wanted to watch the new Reno 911 stuff.
Oh,
I was like, why can't I watch this on the TV? And they're like, no,
it's for your phone, stupid.
Okay. We just looked at my phone.
I think that we have delved into the depths enough for this episode. I mean, Hollywood. We can continue to go.
Yeah. Or Savannah, Georgia. Call me.
Toronto. That's where a lot of
Toronto,
films are
Vancouver.
Done.
Yeah. So when you drink a nice Pepsi Cola, make sure you tell them, "Oh, dear internet, love Pepsi Cola.
Love Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Please make this film."
How fucked up would you be if you saw like scenes from Atlanta, Georgia? And then there was just Pepsi billboards.
I would fucking
fuck me
hate
up.
It.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I'd be fucking
I'd
furious.
I'd freak out.
Why hasn't Waffle House made a movie yet?
Why hasn't Waffle House made a movie yet? That's a great question.
Why isn't Waffle House near me in Boston, Massachusetts?
I love their tiny divot waffles.
They're good.
I want a sport anime, but about Waffle House.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
When you think of Waffle House, do you think of the waffles? Or do you think of those fucking hash browns?
I think of the hash browns immediately.
And they come on that oval plate.
Yes.
Oh.
They taste better on that plate.
I'm hungry.
I know I'm hungry now. Okay. I think that's a sign that this episode is finished.
Would you? Okay, but
Tim won't let it. Truly, Nick and Tim will not let it go.
Let's treat this question for 2 seconds as though it's normal. What would you do? Because I am kind of curious. This is such a weird thing.
Oh.
I'd be like, you gotta go to therapy, my man.
Yeah, it's like there's something else going on here.
Yeah, obviously.
I feel like this is gonna sort itself out.
Also, alternatively, you could just do nothing and it will probably be fine.
Yeah, I would just be like, we're calling this off.
I wonder if we have an update.
If you don't figure this out. Like, you can't keep fighting people.
I have no idea if they're... Tim, do a quick Google and
let me quickly Google
if
any updates on this bad boy.
It was deleted. Yeah, I mean, ones like this always get deleted, so
I think they assume they're fake.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to get any updates on this one, unfortunately. And that's good because we need to keep the rights to this for our future Hollywood careers.
Oh, the tweet is, I went to a job interview for Waffle House, and one of the questions was, can you fight?
who did the tweet? You should probably give them credit.
Oh, yeah. At stay Freya underscore.
FREA underscore.
I mean, they probably just stole it for someone else, but you know.
Thank you all for joining us in this wild up of Dear Internet. I always say Ask Dear Internet because that's our Twitter handle. Thank you for sending us good questions.
We don't actually answer things from people ask us.
No, of course not. That's not what this is about.
Oh, it's not about you, okay. Listener.
Tim did find some comments from this person, though.
Sounds like her plan is to just sit down and talk about it. It also seems like it might be some sort of, like, darker, not fun thing of just, like, it's tied to his dad and it's just an anger problem.
Yeah. Definitely possible. But I like our version of it. It's much better than reality. Fun. So yeah, so thank you for joining us in this episode. If you find other good questions, feel free to send them to us at Ask Dear Internet on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Baristow.
And don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dearinternet, where we've got just it's just chock full of special apps now. So
dripping. We just posted the Yum Yum episode where we talk about being haunted by a Yum Yum ghost.
There's one that I have locked and loaded for us to talk about for a Patreon ep next time, where it's one of those questions that's like kind of infamous, but doesn't really, it's like too much to include in a normal episode, but it's perfect for Patreon. So if you want some, let's say some bean content, then please support us on Patreon.
We're also doing a lot of egg content.
We are, so yeah, beans and eggs are kind of our brand.
But eggs are beans.
We try to do one Patreon bonus clip. I say clip, but they're like 30 minutes long. a month. And I think they're some of our best stuff.
I agree. It's real good.
That's not intentional. It just happens that way.
So yeah, what is our Patreon link again?
Patreon.com/dearinternet.
So yeah, follow us there. And until next time, sincerely, Dear Internet.